Is it frustrating to have a tackle guard and a back all blocking you? Did that happen last year, or are you just getting three on you more?
It definitely happened last year, but I think so far this year there's already been more triple teams than in the past. But that's to be expected. I mean, that's what I would do too. So it's just you have to continue to fight, continue to battle, and like I've always said, it makes it that much sweeter when you do get there.
In these two games, are you moving around less than last year?
It goes game to game, so it'll constantly change. And even if I had been less, that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way moving forward.
You prefer to stay stationary, or are you okay with moving around since you played all the different times?
It's really whatever. I really don't care either way. Whatever the game plan calls for and whatever we feel like is going to give us the best opportunity to win, I'm going to do. It really doesn't matter. I've been playing all different positions for my entire career now, so I'm just as comfortable at one as I am at the other.
They frequently had two on Clowney and two on you. Have you seen that on tape before where they were dumb at both sides?
I mean, that's probably how you're going to do it. I mean, yeah, that's – you got two good guys coming off the edge. That's what you're going to do. But they're also, obviously, then you're sacrificing guys out and routes. So, I mean, it's just you have to do whatever you can to fight through it to get there. I mean, I'm no stranger to double teams. JD obviously hasn't been in the league for that long, but he's going to become no stranger to double teams, and that's just the way it goes. You have to find a way.
Should you guys, considering the injuries that they have on offense, they're struggling right now, should you guys be dominating the game, especially considering the way you played at the end of last year?
I mean, as a defensive lineman, as a defensive player, you go out there with the mindset that you should dominate every game. So when it doesn't happen, something needs to get fixed. And so, yeah, I mean, that's my mentality every single day. I go out there every day, practice, game, whatever, with the mentality that I'm going to dominate that day.
JJ, it's kind of a quirk of the schedule, but you're on a run of facing mostly young quarterbacks who were drafted – very high, either first, second, or third overall. Are there exploitable things with the young quarterbacks that you can do to confuse them that you can't do with the older guys?
As a defensive lineman, there's not a lot you're going to do to confuse a quarterback. I mean, I'm not in coverage or anything like that, so it's not like I'm going to disguise and things like that. But, I mean, it's just you want to get there, you want to rattle them. You want to lay some hits on them. You want to get them off the spot. You want to get them feeling your presence early in the game. And, there's a reason they were picked highly. They're successful. They're good. They're supposed to be ready to handle the situation. So, I mean, you have to also give them their credit. It's not like they're just bums back there. They were drafted high for a reason. But you have to go out there and do your best to make them uncomfortable.
Jameis Winston said it's an honor to play against you. Have you had many people tell you it's an honor to play against you?
People said it. It's a smart rookie, you know. Saying the right thing. I feel like we haven't played our brand of football yet on defense. I feel like we haven't played the way that we should be playing on defense. So I think that's been our goal, is to get back to feeling like the Houston Texans defense, the way that we're supposed to be playing, the way that we know we're capable of playing. We haven't put it all together yet for a full 60 minutes. So that's the goal for this week, to go out there, to put it on the field, to play our style for an entire 60 minutes, to let it loose, to make plays, and go out there and just fly around. I think that's when we're at our best, is when we're flying around, everybody's making plays, we're excited, we have energy, we get the crowd into it here at home, and we just let loose. And I think that's when we play our best ball.
Do you think those games were happening most weeks last season?
I think as the season went on last year, we definitely got into that groove, and as the end of the season came around, we were in that groove, and so we just need to get there again, and we need to get there very quickly. You don't have time to find that groove. You need to be in it. And so this week it's time to get in that groove.
Vince, another guy, saying the same thing about
the
time is now. This has to happen now.
Did he say that? I don't know.
Just to you guys, is that the kind of attitude and
I mean, that's the mentality of our team. I mean, that's what everybody thinks.
Playing on artificial surface, that make you faster?
I'm 290 pounds, John. I'm not that fast to begin with, but it doesn't really matter to me. And I heard OB say it doesn't matter if we're playing in a parking lot. I'd have some objections if we were playing in a parking lot. But the turf, grass, doesn't matter to me.
What was it like for you to do that advertisement with Kevin Durant came out this week?
Oh, it was awesome.
Kind of honors him every day.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. You know, it's a lot of fun to be able to give back to the fans, and, you know, in that kind of setting especially, because, you know, when people aren't expecting it and you show up and they're just doing their daily thing, you know, it was pretty cool. It's a lot of fun, and sometimes as an athlete, you know, especially after a few years into it, it's very easy to forget how special having fans is, and people come out and support you and make signs for you and write letters and wear your jersey and things like that. It's so easy to forget that because there's everything else going on. But then we had a chance to go out there and cheer some people on and see how special that is and to see what it feels like again to be a fan. It really brings you back very quickly and reminds you how amazing that this is and how cool it is. And so it was a very neat experience all around, and I think it was just as special for me and KD as it was for the people. But, I mean, the one was, I mean, extremely special. You know, the mom, the nurse, she has three kids. She works 12-hour shifts. She started just crying as soon as she walked out. And that was a really, really special moment where you sit there and you think, you know, this woman works 12-hour shifts every single day to help raise her children by herself. And we're over here playing. I'm playing a game with a ball and getting paid a ridiculous amount of money to do it. So why in the world would I ever have a complaint, you know? So it was just one of those that puts life into perspective, and it was a very special day.
Did we see the best reactions on there, or was there one that maybe didn't show up?
No, you saw them. They were pretty good. I think the one guy that was running, I think he thought I was going to chase after him. Like, he started running way faster, and I had to try and catch up to him. But it was they were pretty cool. I'd never seen roller derby before, so that was interesting to see roller derby being played. It was a lot of fun, and it was really cool. And I think that was the whole point. You know, the whole campaign is built around dreaming, and my whole thing is dream big, work hard. And so it was really neat to help people, hey, go get your dream. Just to say that and to see them light up was pretty neat.
JJ, DJ Swearinger was really complimentary about you. I know you're concerned about beating him, but what will it be like for you to see a former teammate on the field?
I appreciate kind words. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a game that he'll go out there and he's going to try and play his best. I mean, you know his style. He's a fiery guy, so I'm sure he's going to want to prove something. So it's going to be a good competition from that aspect.
Dan, what got you upset at the end of the half? It looked like you got into it a little bit with some of the Carolina players. What happened there, going back and forth?
Nope. Thank you.